Texas Governor Greg Abbott is limiting the help people in his state will receive from their southern neighbor. Mexico had offered assistance in Hurricane Harvey relief similar to what it did a decade ago with Katrina, pledging boats, helicopters, and medical teams. Alfredo Corchado is the Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, and he's been reporting on the story. Alfredo, what kind of aid and how much of it is Texas accepting from Mexico?
Well, what they've said right now at this point is will be limited to community and mobile kitchen help. And what they're looking at is having either teams of Mexicans hitting several of these shelters throughout the state. Although I gotta say, I mean, they're still trying to iron out the final details with the Department of Public Safety. But it's certainly not the kind of help that I think Mexico at the beginning had envisioned, which was Katrina-like help, as they kept insisting, you know, boats, medical teams, et cetera. I think some of the Mexicans were a bit surprised, if not perplexed, as to what the final acceptance was.
Okay, so Mexico offered a lot more than that. Through you and your colleagues' reporting, have you been able to figure out whether that would have been useful?
Well, from everything we got, I mean, we're talking about perhaps the biggest natural disaster in U.S. history. And the Mexicans, I think, at the beginning were very forthcoming in saying, you know, we're there to help in any way we can. There was a lot of interest on the part of, forget the officials, but more the victims themselves when they heard that, you know, that Mexico was stepping up to the plate and offering this help.
So on that note, and I'm really sorry to be cynical about this, but do you think that in any way this is Governor Greg Abbott trying to find a balance between President Trump and a country that Trump has villainized?
Well, certainly that's exactly what longtime observers of the relationship are saying, that Governor Abbott is in a tough situation. He's caught between a fine line of trying to appease the Trump administration and not get in the way of optics. I mean, can you imagine, it's a time when you have DACA, when you have NAFTA negotiations, all these immigration tensions, yeah. And then the idea of images, pictures, video of a big contingency of Mexicans coming through the border. It's, you know, it might not be the best time for that, for the Trump administration. So you have a governor who's caught by that, and also, you know, you don't want to alienate your neighbor, the one that shares almost 1,000 miles of border with you. So I think, you know, as some of the experts have said, it's a tough situation to be in. And Governor Abbott, you know, essentially said, yes, give us the help, but maybe not as much as you had said. When we talked to the Texas officials, they said, you know, this was based on a need assessment, on priority list, not on politics. Yet others, you know, still question that. You know, the timing isn't the best for both sides or for either side.
The last thing that I wanted to ask you about was I wanted to humanize this a little bit, because we're talking about it in an abstract level. Have you or your colleagues reporting, have you found at all that maybe there are just individual people from Mexico going to Houston just out of their own will and lending a hand?
Well, colleagues of mine in Houston have, you know, either photographers and reporters have seen volunteers from the Red Cross. There were some people from the fire department coming in from Coahuila, from Guanajuato. I mean, there are people who, regardless of politics, see this as two neighbors, we can't forget that Texas is the second largest state for immigrants from Mexico, next to California. So there is that natural kinship, natural affinity between Mexicans, but also, you know, you're looking at trade between the two countries, or the Mexico and Texas. So there is that that sense of hermandad, if you will, between the two.
Alfredo Corchado is the border Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Thank you so much, Alfredo.
My pleasure, Jorge.